Actually, it was in Alpharetta. Well, no, it might have been Roswell. It's kind of real close on the border. But close enough. Roswell and Alpharetta are like St. Paul, Minnesota. What's that name? St. Paul. What's the capital? Minneapolis, St. Paul. It's like the same thing. Yeah. Thank you. Good. You geography major? No? Okay.
Where do they hold the weddings in Roswell? Is it churches or halls or?
Churches. In the historic district, there's three churches right on that street, and there are two event facilities right on that street, and there's others all around that area.
The catering business, you must do a lot of
Yes,
wedding stuff anyway.
and the catering business and event planning and party rentals. So, yeah, I know a lot about that whole area.
What's the typical process in your catering business? Like, how does it go from start to finish for like a wedding, let's say?
Pull my hair out, and then basically right now, since I'm still growing, a lot of it is friends and family, and then just others. There's been, a few others that people that I don't know, but start to finish. Okay, several months in advance, you hope. If they wait until a couple months to start planning, then they're in trouble. Someone calls and says, "Hey, I'm getting married. Give you the date. Hey, is the date open? I check my calendar." And then send them some menus. Here, select a menu. If they need help finding the facility, I find a facility for them. If they need help with party rentals, I get all that stuff for them. And then they select a menu, and then that's pretty much filed away until a couple weeks before the event, and then I start planning employees and food and whatever, and then start cooking away. And then I pull my hair out again, whatever's left.
We're talking about weddings that happen at churches a lot. Is church a big thing in Roswell? Do a lot of people congregate around churches, go to church here, or something like that?
Well, the three churches that are in historic Roswell are massive. I don't know how many, between those three churches, how many people there are members. I mean, the Methodist Church, I think, is probably the biggest, which might have maybe 10,000. I don't know. That's a thrown out number. So there's a lot of big churches around. I know a lot of people that go to church. I mean, percentage wise of the people in Roswell that go to church, maybe 20%. I don't know. So is it big? It all depends on who you're hanging out with. I mean, if I'm hanging out with Joe Devilman, then no, I'd say it's not big. If I'm hanging out with Joe Bible Man, then yeah, it's big. So that's a question of relativity of who I'm hanging with.
Do you go to special church events like holidays or anything like that?
From time to time, the holiday thing, I don't, there's I'm like I said at the beginning, I'm the person that I go to church every now and then with my friends, but I'm not sure if I, well, some people say, well, if you don't go, at least you should go during the holidays. Well, what makes, from a religious standpoint, the person that goes on Easter versus the person that goes in the middle of July, is that person that goes in Easter any better than that person that goes in the middle of July? No, that doesn't make much sense. So